The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dr. Gorka.
Let's just note what occurred 3 years ago. At the highest levels of the U.S. government, at the level of the director of the FBI, John Brennan, at the level of the director of the FBI, James Comey, an illegal intelligence operation was launched against a presidential candidate and his campaign. There were multiple attempts to use human assets to penetrate our campaign and to engender and to gin up a fake collusion narrative, and they failed. Then the wrong man won the election. Remember, Hillary Clinton spent $1.4 billion on a position she thought was owed to her because of her gender and her last name. But she failed. Then came what? Plan B. We're going to make Robert Mueller, best buddies of James Comey and Rod Rosenstein, the most powerful prosecutor in America to bring down the president. For 2 years, he tried. $35 million, 40 federal agents, 500 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 2,000 affidavits. What happened? Nothing. Utter, complete failure. This was Plan B.
We are here at Town Hall 2019 in the green room with us, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Almost a year now on the lineup at 870 KRLA. How's it going for you?
Yeah, it's incredible. We've been doing it since January the 1st, loving it. And one of the things I'm always surprised at in a good way is that the support that we have from California is remarkable. At least 50% or more of our callers are calling us from this state. So I'm super excited to be hosting America First. And so we've got to support everybody, including California.
You're here today at Town Hall 2019. Is there a message? If you could say the one sentence, I want to make sure I get this in. What's it going to be?
It's not my message. It's one that the president's son gave in Orlando. So my producer and I, we went to Orlando. We broadcast America First from Orlando the day the president launched his reelection campaign. And there were a couple of warm-up speakers for the president. There was Eric Trump. There was the vice president. But then Don Jr. said something that kind of sums it all up. He said, 2020 is very simply a choice between socialism and liberty. If you look at what we have heard from the Democrat candidates, whether it's taxpayer-funded medical insurance for illegal aliens, whether it's coming after your guns, whether it's border issue, keeping our borders open, dismantling ICE. There's a radicalism that has captured the Democrat Party, and we have to ensure that that little window of liberty that was afforded us by Donald Trump in 2016, that we expand that and we open that aperture in 2020, because we were the shining city on the hill, and we must be again.
You have had the unique position of actually being in the Trump administration, serving as an advisor to the president. What do you think, what do you feel when you see these stories in the news of Adam Schiff and all that's going on and Nancy Pelosi saying, no, that's what he said? I mean, you've been watching all this unfold, this whole attempt here.
It's an utter debasement of our political system, the checks and balances, our constitutional order and the Congress. The idea that a man who has been promising for us for 2 years that he has the incontrovertible evidence of Russian collusion, which he never had, and then he turns a congressional hearing into a farce, into a circus, by lying about what the president said in that ominous phone call to the Ukrainian head of state. It means that not only do they not have respect for their office, They really don't have respect for you, the American voter, because they think you are stupid and they think that cheap lies will win them more votes.
What happens next? Every day when you come into work, is it, we'll have to wait and see? I mean, because we're seeing the, you know, the, as we tape this, oh, the Dems say they have a second whistleblower, and this one has firsthand knowledge. I mean, different day, new story, new angle. What do we have to think about when the news comes out?
You have to ignore the fake news industrial complex. At my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, one of our most popular articles, that's the site for the radio show, is our list of the 13 most reliable news sources, those websites that really you can trust to provide you the news. When you think about CNN, and CNN hates it when I tell them this live on the show, CNN on a good night out of 320 million Americans has a viewership of 600,000. That is less than 0.3% of the U.S. population. We should just ignore them. They're liars, they're propagandists, they're hacks. Rely upon the news sources. I rely upon Salem, SRN, Breitbart, The Federalist, Daily Caller, Daily Wire. You stick to those and you will not be a hostage to the lies of the left.
And lastly, is all that's going on hurting or helping Donald Trump's reelection? You hear different perspectives.
Yeah. It's hurting the country, but it is strengthening his reelection. It is hurting the fabric of our nation when you have such rank lying as we've seen from Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, the Squad, Chuck Schumer. So it's undermining, you know, the institutions of our country. But if you look at the polling data on how many people believe impeachment is a bad thing, if you look at the economic figures that cannot be denied, it makes 2020 more a shoo-in for the president, with one massive caveat. If you're a conservative and you care about making America great again, don't take anything for granted.
I want to thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
God bless.
Nancy Pelosi, of course she wanted to impeach him before he was elected. But you know what? I'd like to see her censured and expelled. That's just my opinion. And the Republicans, even though they're in the minority, they really do need to do this. You remember about 10 or 12 years ago, 60 Minutes did a show on how she and her husband were flipping stocks on IPOs. Whatever happened to that? Nothing. Elijah Cummings is under investigation because his wife has a nonprofit and a for-profit, and they're making a lot of money. What's ever happened to that? Nothing. And these are the people passing judgment on the President of the United States. I have never seen anything like this in my life. They are violating the historical practices when it comes to impeachment. As you know, there's supposed to be a vote on the floor of the House. They don't take a vote on the floor of the House. She's got her six little Politburo members, these chairmen of these committees, who she's handed off the dirty work to. And let me tell you something about this whistleblower. Am I jumping too far ahead?
You're good. It's okay. We can talk about
it. I ramble. Let me tell you about this whistleblower. He's not a whistleblower. And now they have another whistleblower who's not a whistleblower. How do you have a whistleblower when the president's already released the transcript? What are they blowing a whistle about?
The great one, Mark Levin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's a great pleasure. You know, Pasadena is a beautiful town. There's a lot of nice restaurants.
What's your message going to be to this audience tonight? This is a different year.
My message is going to be strong, because you can see how the media are rolling out their impeachment scenario, working with the Democrats, and one whistleblower after another now, which is kind of bizarre since the president released the transcript. I don't know why we have whistleblowers, since we can read it ourselves. But this is a long pattern of activities since before the president was actually elected, to the time he was elected, to the transition, to the time he became president. And there's no question that there's been this effort at a coup, and I've been talking about it for several years now.
What does this do to the president's reelection? Does this make it more difficult? Does this galvanize people and make it easier? What's the sense you get from the bunker?
It's going to make it tougher. And, you know, I always view these things as if we're behind. I know we have some people on radio and TV who say it's not going to be a big deal. It is a big deal. And when you have the media, academia, Hollywood, and all these institutions against you, you got to battle them. And so the way I view this is each and every one of us has to be a precinct worker. We have to make sure 10 people come out and vote. And in the lead-up to the election, we have to work very hard to, you know, activate as many of our friends and neighbors and family members as possible. I could easily say, you know, it's going to get our base all worked up. Well, it is, but we need more than our base to get worked up. The other thing here is this is a matter of justice and constitutionalism. That's what this election's about. We cannot allow these forces to bring down a president like this. But this president hasn't done anything wrong, hasn't done anything illegal, hasn't done anything unconstitutional. And yet look at the morass they've tried to drag him down into. You know, this is also an attack on us, the almost 63 million people who voted for him. And they're trying to disenfranchise us. We've got to push back.
Is there one person on the other side who pretty much epitomizes it? Is it Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff? We're real close to his district where we are right now.
It's not one. It's a mob, whether it's individuals in the media, certain Democrats and so forth, but they are hell-bent on doing something that is really awful. And historically, it's a terrible anomaly. So I don't know that there's one person, but there is the left. It's basically the left.
Last question. Your show, do you love doing it? Is this a great time to be on the air?
I love doing radio. Radio is the favorite thing I do. I'm on TV, I write books, but radio is the favorite thing I do. I've always loved radio. I've always listened to radio. And I thank my audience. God bless them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the radio. And right now, I feel it's crucially important that I can lend my voice, as others do, to this battle. I've often said I was born at the wrong time. I would have loved to have been at the Constitutional Convention. But I think today, I think it's important that the Levinites out there and the wonderful listeners at KRLA, that we're here to fight this battle.
When we hear you and we're on the freeway, stuck on the 405, and you speak to these subjects with such knowledge, such understanding, such history, I've seen that you have a room full of books. You've got to understand the past.
You know, I don't know how many books I have, 1,000 maybe, whatever it is, and I read them, and I go back to them over and over and over again, and I try to get as many original source books as I possibly can, and that's why I'm so indignant about what's taking place now. I know that our founding fathers and the framer of our Constitution and the ratifiers in the states would be appalled by what's taking place and the direction that the left is trying to push us, wealth tax and open borders and get rid of the Electoral College and all kinds of cockamamie ideas. So look, we have to stand on their shoulders. We have to protect this society for our children and our grandchildren.
The great one, Mark Levin, thank you.
It's a great honor. Thank you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.